Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. We're live at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Stanley Cup Final. We got a few days still, but it'll get underway Saturday as the Edmonton Oilers take on the Florida Panthers for Lord Stanley's Cup. We say hello down to Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. And Greg, I'm going to be honest, and I know that your employer is carrying the Stanley Cup Final, but why do we have to wait so long, man? We've had a few days off. Let's get this thing going.
Well, you forget the other part of it, which is my employer also covers the NBA Final too. So I mean, we got to
good point.
You know, we got to juggle a couple of balls here, spin a couple plates here. But you know, it's funny. people have been so laser focused on how long the series is between Edmonton and Florida and how it's going on until June 23rd or something, if there's a game seven. And I was like, yeah, this sucks. It's a really long series, until I started to book travel between Fort Lauderdale and Edmonton. And I'm like, we need more days between these games. Like, it is not easy to get from one place to another for this series. Let me tell you that.
I thought people have just been obsessing over a certain viral Twitter video with an Oilers fan, but we won't get into that right now. if you know. But just the general question of what do you think about this matchup? Because I do feel like we probably have the two best teams in the Cup Final.
For sure. And on that Oilers fan, look, if you're going to make an investment and you're proud of your investment, then, you know, you want to, you know, show your investment to people. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Exactly. No, this series is going to be interesting. You know, I think it's a classic case of a team that is clearly better on paper in the Florida Panthers versus a team that might be playing better in the Edmonton Oilers. And by that, I mean, they've really figured out in the last round and a half how to play quality championship-level defense. They controlled play against the Dallas Stars in a way that I don't think a lot of people thought Edmonton could do. They're playing really well. And ever since they had that sort of reset in the Vancouver series when their starting goalie, Stuart Skinner, was benched for two games, he's been better, the team's been better, and they're really rolling into this final. I know that on paper it looks like a big kind of maybe like a mismatch, but I think it's a lot closer than some people are giving it credit for.
Greg, when are you coming to Nashville next?
I don't know, man. I hope soon, but I mean, probably not until next season.
Well, I was going to ask you, can you bring some bleach? Because some of these outfits for people wearing for the CMA Fest down here are going to make you sick to your stomach.
Is the bleach for your eyes? Like, is that what you're...
Yes. There are some outfits that people shouldn't be wearing down here that you'll see. We'll send you a couple of pictures. Hey, a quick question. I want to know this. And obviously, I'm not down there. Do people in South Florida care about hockey?
That's a great question. So I think they've cared more since the Panthers have become relevant. And remember, this is now 3 years in a row that they've made the playoffs, and they've done okay in the playoffs. I mean, year one wasn't great, but they had a great regular season, and now it's 2 years in a row of making the Cup Final. They've definitely expanded their fan base. They've definitely expanded the interest in the team. I from a media standpoint, you know, there's definitely been an uptick, but by no means, I'll say this, I don't think it's the hockey town that Tampa is. And Tampa's a really more mature fan base as far as, like, they've been good for a long time. I don't think it's quite there, but it's definitely growing. The amazing thing, though, boys, is that so Paul Maurice, the head coach of the Panthers, he is responsible for half of the playoff wins in franchise history for Florida, and he's only been there for 2 years. Isn't that insane? Like, that's the kind of hill they're climbing in South Florida insofar as trying to build a fan base. They've just not had the sustained success until very recently.
Is there another franchise in NHL that has an arena that's so far out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, Ottawa. the arena in Ottawa is in a place called Kanata. And you literally have to drive in rush hour traffic to get there from the downtown in Ottawa. It's one of the reasons they're trying to build a new arena up there. Obviously, the Coyotes had that issue for a long time of the arena being in Glendale, and that was nowhere near where the fans lived. But in Florida's case, it's really weird. So, I mean, I've obviously spent a lot of time with the Panthers in the last couple of seasons, and, you know, from a media perspective, you can stay one of two places. You can stay on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, like where a lot of people want to stay. But there's also like these hotels near the arena, and what's basically separates the hotels from the arena is a giant shopping mall. So last year, I'm literally in like a suit and tie, going on TV, walking through the food court with a Sbarro, walking to the arena. it's a really weird vibe, but yeah, right. I mean, it's not a downtown arena in South Florida.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN. Love the story you did on the WWE championship belt that the Stanley Cup champions will get. I think this is really nice looking that the WWE has given them.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just up on the site now. The WWE has in the past gifted championship belts to the winner of you know, the major sports, the Stanley Cup champion, the NBA champion. This is now the first time that they've worked with the NHL in creating a hockey specific belt. So not only do you win the Stanley Cup, you win a championship belt with the Stanley Cup on it. And actually it's something that fans can buy a replica of in the NHL shop and the WWE shop. And I think it's on Fanatics as well. It's a really cool looking belt that you can swap out the side plates for whoever wins the cup. And it's a neat keepsake. It's a fun history between the NHL and WWE championship belts. Like, teams have used them for their player of the game and in Chicago and Vancouver. And, you know, they obviously it's a big deal when they get the belt after the winning the championship from Triple H. You know, he comes and sends the belt to them and stuff. But this is like the first official hockey centric championship belt that they've made for the NHL.
One non-Stanley Cup final question for you, because obviously now, you know, and we've talked to you about this a little bit here in Nashville. It's like, okay, what's next? You know, not in the playoffs anymore. You know, are they going to acquire anybody? Martin Natchez's name has been brought up quite a bit around here. When do you think we're going to see a resolution to that with Carolina on whether they decide to keep him or move him?
I think we'll probably see it before the draft or around the draft. I mean, that's usually when these decisions are made. Obviously, in Carolina's case, the complication is that they just lost their general manager. Don Waddell left the Hurricanes for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Eric Tolsky, who I have the utmost confidence in and think should be their GM, is the interim GM at the moment. So it's not as if they couldn't make a deal. I think they have all the trust in the world in Tolsky to pull off a deal. It's just that, you know, if the process is in place to maybe find a new general manager and it ends up being somebody who's not there, you know, should they have the opportunity to pull the trigger on a trade when it's somebody as important as Martin Natchez? So, you know, listen, he is a coveted player. I think he's one of these great offensive self-starters in the league. I know Vancouver's been thinking about him. Other teams have been thinking about him, too. But you know, he's an important offensive player for a team that sometimes is offensively challenged. So I'm interested to see what comes of all this trade talk with him and the Hurricanes.
Greg, you had a tweet a couple hours ago about a new docuseries on the NHL on Amazon about this. I think it's great. I love when we get behind the curtain kind of things. I know Philip Forsberg is going to be on there. What could make this fun and unique and different from what we see in the NBA and the NFL with these hockey guys?
It's easy. The NHL's got to get out of the way and let these guys cook. I mean, the producers of this show are the ones that made Drive to Survive on Netflix, and that's a show that had basically, I mean, you know, F1's been always pretty popular, but it was that show that really, like, made it super popular, right? And so that was a show in which they had unfettered access and showed the warts and all of the sport, and people really loved the human drama behind it. So, you know, I've said for years, when the NHL first started working with HBO on those 24/7 shows for the Winter Classic, like, those shows were incredible. But the fans still talk about the stuff that they saw on the Penguins and Capitals show, and you know, Ilya Bryzgalov of the Flyers talking about space, and, you know, all this stuff that we remember from those shows because the NHL didn't really make those shows. HBO made those shows. So I know the NHL is obviously a part of this Amazon series. They're going to be a part of everything. But I hope that they kind of step back, get out of the way, and allow these filmmakers that are so good at this to really allow them to bring hockey through their own filter, through their own interpretation, and not just make it an arm of NHL PR.
Going to be interesting for sure. Going to be a fun Stanley Cup final. Greg, appreciate it.
Well, let's get his – who's going to win, Greg?
Oh, yeah, who's going to win? You got a prediction?
I got the Oilers in six. I picked the Oilers before the season to win the Cup, so obviously I'm going to keep riding that horse. But I truly believe that they've figured out a thing or two about playoff hockey. And you know, that combined with putting McDavid and Draisaitl in a position where they are four wins away from finally winning the Cup, it kind of reminds me of Nathan MacKinnon a couple of years ago, where he reached a point of utter disgust in losing. And I feel like McDavid and Draisaitl are there. I think they carry him. I think they win the Cup in six.
All right. Going to be fun to watch for sure. Greg, appreciate it as always, my friend.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 9:30, presented by ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
All right, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but today is D-Day. It's a very important day. So just on the text line, what do you think? And I know we did the movie thing yesterday, but today, what do you think is the greatest war movie of all time? 615-737-1025. In your eyes, in your minds, the greatest war movie of all time has today, 80 years ago today, a bunch of badass men stormed a beach and saved the world. Never forget.
Never forget, indeed. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.